So before you go on to listening to all of the audios regarding the alignments of this week, I want to touch a little bit on just the entire concept of the week and how much this is shaping our existence and our view of that for time to come. We have the full moon in Virgo, which represents an ending. We have Venus conjuncting Saturn, Pluto, the South Node, all of which, in a sense, represent an ending as much as they are karmic energies. And we have Chiron changing signs from Pisces to Aries. Now, me talking about Chiron from Pisces to Aries is going to be a separate audio that I will release on Wednesday. I want to talk a little bit, I want to isolate it a little bit because it's really important. It's going to be a very different outlook of what we have of what we've had thus far with Chiron and Pisces. But anyway, to go back to the energy of endings, the sun also moves into Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac. Now, overall, this is an energy telling us what you've done thus far has to go. And it can be that clear, and it will make sense that clearly in the overall spectrum of things. Maybe not now, maybe a few weeks from now, a few months from now, a few years from now. Like anything or any major shift in our lives, it takes time. And everything is always clearer in hindsight. But my point is that Pisces plays such a huge role in this, more than it has, I feel, in previous years, simply because we have to elevate our consciousness, we have to elevate our way of thinking into realizing that yes, something is ending, and yes, definitely we want to create something new, we want to make our dreams come true, but we are far more than the physical things that we build. We are far more than our physical accomplishments, and we are far more than the identities that we hold on to so dearly. In the fear of feeling that we're nothing, in the fear that if we don't identify ourselves as an astrologer, as a life coach, as a paralegal, as a nurse, then what are we? This is really interesting. I had a conversation with my fiance in which he asked me if I would be willing to change my last name when we got married. And that was a question that I had never really thought about before. Prior to him, marriage wasn't something that was a priority for me. And that had a lot to do with previous experiences and previous relationships. But what came over me when that question was asked was, oh my God, I'm going to lose part of myself. I'm going to lose part of that identity. And the interesting thing is that my last name is my father's last name, like most people. But what is interesting about this is that my father was never really a part of my life. So my mother got pregnant and my father just pretty much left. They didn't really have a serious relationship and you know, I'm not really sure what happened. Neither one of them has ever given me a clear story, but the point is that he was never really a part of my life. I never met him until I was 8 years old. And after that, I saw him on and off as a teenager. And a few weeks ago, I actually saw him for the first time in 15 years. So with that said, what is the attachment? I had to ask myself, what is the attachment that I have to this part of my identity? What does being named Mildred Murillo, what does Murillo hold for me when it comes from this person who was never really a part of my life to begin with? And what does changing that to another last name mean to me? I still haven't figured it all out, and I don't, I'm not rushing myself in the process. But the fact of the matter is that that is something that is very much alive with, it's very much alive for me, and it's posing questions that were never posed before. I'm not afraid of all of the questions that are coming up, but it's certainly interesting for certain things that come up in your life to pick at things that you never really paid attention to before, like this sense of identity. How can I be so tied down to a last name from a person that was never really there to begin with, to changing it to someone else's last name and following that tradition? And what does that mean to me? Now, for a person that grew up not being very traditional, how do I deal with that? In the audio of Sun moving into Pisces, a lot of questions come up, and I talk about that. So it's interesting that a lot of questions for me are coming up with this. And what is the attachment that I hold to not just my last name, but to other things that make up who I think I am, that have made up Mildred in, the last 32 years? I can see that my path is changing. I can see it clearly. My life is changing in many ways. And even though I study astrology and I follow my own chart, it's hard. It can get very overwhelming. And I also mentioned the sense of overwhelming in the Sun going into Pisces audio. But as a true Capricorn, I face the facts and I take it day by day. Now, I'm not just going to sit here and just tell you my whole story. That's not the point of this. My point is to give you some kind of reference into some of the little things that can come up for you, the same way they come up for me, the same way that they come up for anyone else. And so allow yourself to have these questions. If you need to write them down, write them down. Allow yourself to feel the questions. Do they make you uncomfortable? Do they make you want to run? If they do, don't run. Just sit with the discomfort. Because discomfort means that there's change. And change is coming, whether you want it or not. I mean, the energy available just screams it. But the fact of the matter is that it's always pushing us to grow. Change is always pushing us to elevate our level of consciousness. And I think that at this point, we're living in a time where we are so lucky to have so many resources around us that are resonating with this elevation of level of consciousness. That why not take advantage of the fact that we're being supported in order to, in fact, do that, in order to, in fact, elevate our level of consciousness by remaining with what we feel, by sitting with what we feel, and then deciding for ourselves from, the depths of ourselves how to move forward with the change that is to come. Anyway, that's just a little bit of less technical astrology and probably a little bit more of life coaching for this week up ahead. So, if you have any questions, feel free to reach me on social media, comment on the posts, and hopefully we can have an open discussion about what you're going through. Have a great week.